The warehouse on Crane Street smells like cold dust and old cardboard. In 11 days, it could be a 90-bed emergency shelter, just before the February freeze. Pastor Noel has donors lined up, staff scheduled, and even the nearby block association has stopped fighting it. One thing is missing, a compliant sprinkler system. The retrofit quote is $340,000, and the only contractor who can do it cannot start for 6 weeks. The fire marshal stands across your desk, jaw set. She will not certify the building without sprinklers. She places a phone photo in front of you, a 2019 shelter fire in another city. 12 people died. I will not put my name on this, she says. On your computer, the forecast refreshes, 6 nights below 14 degrees starting next week. The city's overflow cots ran out yesterday. If this shelter does not open, people will sleep outside or in cars. Noel is waiting in the hallway for your answer. Your signature is the last hurdle. You can grant a temporary use exemption, something you have approved before for a film studio and a pop-up market. If you sign, you accept a known fire risk. If you refuse, you accept a likely surge of cold exposure and deaths. What's your call?